This next work is titled Hopi Snake Dance and was created by Jean Charlot in 1952. It depicts a celebratory ritual dance performed by the Hopi tribe, an indigenous group native to the Grand Canyon. The following recording is the song that would have accompanied the dance depicted in the artwork. I want to highlight the challenging colonialist legacy that led to the preservation of the snake dance, as evidenced by this artwork and song recording. According to an article by Sarah Bolt-Girk, writing for Arizona State University on the history of the Grand Canyon, the Hopi were employed by the Fred Harvey Company, a hospitality company that built and operated the Hopi House, a tourist attraction that opened in 1905 and was designed to resemble a traditional Hopi Pueblo dwelling. The Fred Harvey Company employed members of the Hopi tribe in menial roles. Visitors to the Hopi House, a living history museum, saw exhibits of Native American arts and visual culture and could purchase similar craftworks as souvenirs. In the evenings, members of the Hopi also performed traditional dances as entertainment for the guests, including the snake dance. Porter Tamichi, a member of the tribe beloved by the company and the person to which this recording is credited, was a craftsman and salesman who often talked with Hopi House tourists. How I see it, the only reason that the sacred indigenous tradition is preserved to this day is because these indigenous people were subjected to exploitation akin to colonialism. They were employed by glorified colonizers rather than fighting for their ancestral right to the land.